Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and just keep you safe out there on the water. There's a story we're gonna jump into a little bit later on today that I think is going to be a real eye-opener. Probably something you haven't considered as a boat operator, but it involves outer space. And I'll just leave it at that for now and kind of dovetail on some of the coverage that we've had here from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show last couple weeks. We were talking about a lot of the new Innovation Award winners, you know, new technology, new models of boats at the boat show. Overall, the boat show was wildly successful. They're actually kind of claiming it might have been the most the biggest Fort Lauderdale show ever, so I don't know. Yeah. that's what they're reporting, but it was pretty good from what Barry reported, and Mike was there on site as well. But Barry,
the
saw
was beautiful,
the weather cooperated. Yeah. Everything kind of came
everything
together.
Worked perfect. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Barry, initially one of the first, you know, things that caught his eye, because, you know, big is always a crowd pleaser at an event like that. That V12 Mercury outboard, we talked about it briefly a couple weeks ago. And as we covered it, someone made me aware of the history of that particular outboard engine when it came out. I think it was like 2018. They sent me a YouTube video, about 20 minutes long. It actually looked like it was AI voiceover from that, country guy, actor. And it sounded a little AI, but it was produced quite well. But it had the history of when this thing came to market. But it kind of went into the controversy of some of the problems that the first, you know, early adopters of that engine encountered. You know, because, you know, bigger is better, it was quieter. They promised all this great benefit of having a bigger motor on your transom as a pair compared to like four smaller motors in the past. And there were a lot of advantages that got thrown out there. A lot of people jumped on it and thought it was, you know, great technology. And I'd say overall it was. But those early adopters ended up suing, I guess, and it created quite a story. For a while, and then probably a headache for Mercury, because the rollout wasn't as smooth as they would probably have liked it. Now, I think it came out in 2018.
It debuted in February 2021, but they had been working on it for 5 years.
Okay.
And this is a 600 horsepower V12. The engine itself weighs 1,260 pounds.
Right. It's a big mother. And
it's as heavy as my boat itself.
But there were some problems, after they got it out in the field, even after 5 years of development, that created some issues for the owners, and some sensors were having problems and shutting the engine down, and repair bills were going through the roof. And I don't know, I guess there were lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. The video kind of goes into it a little bit. Now, you know, that was a few years ago. And, you know, obviously we saw it at the boat show. I would assume they've addressed those initial concerns, but those early adopters of the engine probably weren't super happy, because some of them, like I said, they had to, you know, put their boats in for repair, and there was a backlog on all the modifications that had to be done. It was a big headache. But hopefully they've worked out this stuff for the latest round of these engines, I would assume, at this point. Wouldn't you agree, Barry, or what do we know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, first of all, it's not just boat engines anymore. It's the newer automobiles, all this new technology. You have computers and you have sensors, and they're all talking to each other.
Right.
And one of the first things they had was a steering position sensor malfunction. And that was back in August 2023. It was a faulty steering position sensor. And remember now, it's not the whole engine that turns. It's just the lower part of the lower unit.
Yeah, just
they
the
blades. They had to have a sensor in there. Yeah. Exactly, just to tell the you know, the engine where this engine is, you know, where the lower unit is actually turned.
Yeah.
And what they ended up doing is replacing the sensor, and here's the funny thing, updating the propulsion software. And that is what you hear with vehicles nowadays. All these new cars that are getting recalled, a lot of them are for software updates.
True. Yes, yeah, computers. Yeah. And, you know, the only thing you can guarantee on a computer is that it will fail at some point. And you got to get a patch and all this kind of nonsense. And, you know, but you know, that's the problem when you, you know, new technology promised all this great, these great benefits. And I think, you know, when it works, it's delivered. But for those early adopters that start having these sensor problems, you know, all of a sudden something fails and your engine goes into safe mode and you can't really do anything.
And you can't do much.
You're dead in the water, literally. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that it's very common for things like this to happen. And I mean, whether it's a truck or a car or a boat engine, this is a whole new generation of technology that they're deploying here. And the thing that is encouraging is that it's, you know, sensor problems and things like that. I have not heard any reports of them like blowing up the lower units like they used to on some of the earlier high performance outboards that used to, you know, the lower units just couldn't take the torque of the high horsepower power heads.
Right.
I haven't heard any of that happening. I mean, you want to talk about software downloads. I mean, my truck went through 3 recalls recently in the same 2-week period. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to do a thing. They downloaded the recall software to my truck at night, you know, between 1 and 2 in the morning. And I got a screenshot in the morning that said, your software has been updated.
Right. Well, exactly.
And the recall has been cleared. You know,
yes. Was all the language in a new, like French or German or something like that? You had to go find English again?
No. It defaulted to the language of my native Florida.
Okay.
So, it was good.
Well, yeah. You got to take into account, though, these are software patches. And in the case of the V12 Mercury Verado there, I mean, it wasn't just a software patch, too. They actually, the sensors were failing once they got them into the field. Mm-hmm. A little bit of water leaked in and it was causing them to short out or something.
Right.
And so there it was a combination and, you know, problem with hardware and software. But I think the moral of this story is when you're looking at new technology, whether it comes to an outboard engine or anything connected to your boat, being an early adopter may be great if you love your iPhone and want the latest and greatest. But if you want the brand new model that's they've changed a bunch of stuff, you might want to wait just a tad before you jump on that wagon. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are other things that happened with this engine. It had a plastic check valve that failed. The saltwater flush system was found to fail. It would spray saltwater on the starter, causing the engine to fail. You know, I see a lot of plastic components, not only in engines for boats now, but look at your automobile. There are a lot of plastic components on there, and they're just not holding up to the heat and to the wear and tear.
Well, once they get them out in the field for a while and they find out what are the problems that the real world's going to throw at this new hardware, they can make adjustments and, you know, manufacturing changes that might address it. But
they should stand behind that product and back it up.
Well, they tried, you know, but I think what happened is they had some a pretty high number of recall issues. I mean, I think they had to have a recall, but then they had parts problems and, you know, trying to get all these fixed, these outboard engines modified and upgraded, and it created a huge backlog and some unhappy customers for a while. But hopefully that has been resolved here after a few years. And I mean, we didn't talk to anybody there at Mercury at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, but now that they've had a few few years to get this under control. And the fact that they were still showing it, I would imagine they've addressed most of those issues. And maybe now's the time to go take a look if you want to do the upgrade. You should be much better now than you were a few years ago. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.